Break in Oregon militia standoff.
One killed, seven arrested.
Trump vows to sit out next GOP debate.
It's time that somebody plays grown up.
Waste allegations at a top charity.
What the public doesn't see is how they spend their money.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. One dead, seven arrested after authorities confronted the leader of a group of armed men who seized control of an Oregon wildlife refuge earlier this month. CBS's Steve Futterman is covering.
It all happened as the occupation leader, Ammon Bundy, and a number of his associates were making a 70-mile drive to the small town of John Day. Around 20 miles into their trip, law enforcement stepped in and made arrests. It was a deadly encounter. One supporter of Bundy was killed, Lavoy Finicum, who had been a prominent and vocal member of the armed occupation. At one point, he claimed the federal government had no right to own the wildlife refuge land.
The federal government can only purchase lands by how? Look in the Constitution. By the consent of your state legislature.
How Finicum was killed is in dispute. Steve Bundy, the nephew of the occupation leader, says it was murder.
An unarmed man telling the police that he was unarmed and that he was not resisting, and they went ahead and shot and killed him.
But other reports say members of the Bundy group exchanged gunfire with law enforcement when they were stopped. The occupation itself apparently isn't entirely over. Some people remain inside the refuge. This local resident wants it to be over.
Yes, it does need to come to an end for sure.
Steve Futterman, CBS News, Burns, Oregon.
In Seattle, two people were killed, three wounded in a shooting at a city homeless encampment known as the Jungle. Police Chief Kathleen O'Toole says it was not simply random violence.
We don't think they were targeted because they're homeless. They were targeted specifically because of who they were.
Police are hunting for two persons of interest. Donald Trump says he'll skip the next Republican presidential debate because Megyn Kelly of Fox News will be one of the moderators. He mixed it up with her earlier in the campaign. Here's CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
It's now the GOP frontrunner versus the most powerful brand in conservative media.
Let's see how much money Fox is going to make on the debate without me, okay?
Trump told reporters he was angered by a Fox News press release that mocked his complaints of bias. In the statement, Fox suggested a President Trump might ask his Twitter followers if he should skip meetings with the leaders of Iran and Russia. Trump said when he saw that,
I said bye-bye.
Trump reportedly plans to host another event in Iowa on Thursday instead.
Trump's chief rival in Iowa, Ted Cruz, has his own idea, a one-on-one with Trump.
90 minutes, you and me, mano a mano, Lincoln Douglas style, and if that scares you, then we can do an Iowa town hall.
A new Democratic debate proposal for New Hampshire, not backed by the National Party, has the backing of Hillary Clinton. But Bernie Sanders, with a big lead in polls there, says he's not interested. Sanders meets today at the White House with President Obama. The president's not made any endorsement, but many of his aides are helping the Clinton campaign. A new action plan has emerged in Flint, Michigan, to handle the city's water crisis. CBS's Adriana Diaz is there.
Cornell Brooks, the head of the NAACP, called for a long-term solution in Flint Tuesday night.
When you have disproportionate number of black, brown, and poor children subject to elevated lead, that's a problem that grows up.
Part of the 15-point priority plan extends beyond repairing the city's water system. It suggests hiring Flint's youth to distribute water bottles for minimum wage instead of the National Guard.
There's now a $200,000 reward in the case of three escaped inmates in Southern California.
We need people to come forward and provide information that we know that they have.
Orange County Sheriff's Lieutenant Jeff Halleck says tools were used by the inmates to break out.
This escape appears very well planned and very well thought out.
And he says they're investigating why 16 hours elapsed from the time of the breakout to when officials finally noticed. Federal agents say they thwarted a man's plan for an attack in Milwaukee. CBS's Dan Revive.
Federal prosecutors say the FBI was contacted by, quote, concerned citizens who told about Sami Mohammed Hamza, a 23-year-old who was then contacted by two Arabic-speaking confidential sources for the FBI. Together, they allegedly visited a Masonic temple where he said their goal would be to kill around 30 people using machine guns.
There are accusations of waste at the Wounded Warrior Project, a top charity.
Your gift today of $19 per month will honor and empower these veterans Sirens.
Correspondent Chip Reed has more in this CBS News investigation.
CBS News spoke to more than 40 former employees who described a charity where spending was out of control.
It was extremely extravagant. Dinners and alcohol and, I mean, it's what the military calls fraud, waste, and abuse.
According to the charity's tax forms, spending on conferences and meetings went from $1.7 million in 2010 to $26 million in 2014, about the same amount the group spends on Combat Stress Recovery, its top program. Former employees say spending has skyrocketed since Stephen Nardizzi took over as CEO in 2009. Many point to the 2014 annual meeting at a luxury resort in Colorado Springs as typical of his style.
He rappelled down the side of a building.
You mean to make a grand entrance?
Yes.
Yeah, and he's come in on a Segway. He's come in on a horse.
Brian Cools of the Wounded Warrior Project told us the charity did not spend $3 million on the Colorado conference, but he was not there and was unable to tell us what it did cost. He also denied numerous claims that the charity spends money on alcohol or engages in any other kind of excessive spending. Chip Reed, CBS News, Washington.
An Indianapolis school principal is being hailed as a hero. Susan Jordan pushed students out of the way as a school bus lurched over a curb outside her elementary school. Jordan was killed.
We lost a great educator. We want to make it very clear it was an accident, and we just ask that everyone in this community and beyond, please pray for our students and our great leader.
Superintendent Sean Smith says two students were hospitalized with injuries that are not life-threatening. Schools reopening today in Washington, D.C. and Philadelphia for the first time since the weekend blizzard. Baltimore schools remain closed today. There's a public hearing today on a repair plan that would temporarily dry out an American landmark.
Engineers will present plans to replace aging bridges that span the Niagara River. And Niagara Falls Mayor Paul Deister said those plans could include diverting water flow away from the American Falls.
The idea here is to choose between options, some of which get the work done in a shorter period of time, but with perhaps greater cost. And there are a lot of other issues where I think the public might be interested to hear about the plans as well.
If it happens, it wouldn't be the first time the water was shut off to the American Falls back in 1969 for an erosion study. Brian Mazurowski for CBS News, Buffalo.
It took the website abevigoda.com about 20 minutes to catch up with the news that the actor had died for real at 94, and that delay caused a Twitter outcry. The site was dedicated to the running joke about the 1982 report that Vigoda had died. And that's the CBS World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.